Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Designed a Life She Loves. It's a beautiful sunny day outside. I'm really excited to get into this episode with you. I have been having a lot of fun doing all the finishes and styling and the design of my new holiday home. I will share more about that in an episode next week. But today, something that's been coming up for me over the last few months, and something that I thought that I would actually just kind of riff on and chat about and talk to you about, because I know that it's something that comes up for you as well. And that is, you're in your business and you're loving your business, but there's just something feels off or something just doesn't feel right. And I know this happens because it happened to me, and I know it happens for other people as well. And it can be really, really difficult to know what your path is or how to make decisions in your business, big ones and small ones. And I have practices that I lean into that just give me so much direction and so much confidence and so much clarity that I thought I would share with you what they are that might actually help you as well. So I've always in my business led and made decisions from feeling. And if something feels off, or it just gives me that it's just not for me anymore, when you really love what you do, but it just isn't it anymore. So these practices and the way that I lean into them and use them to give me confidence in making decisions, it started way back. And when I made the decision to open my own business and store in Gymie Bay, I used one of these practices to help me. So I couldn't sleep this night. We had to make this decision. I think I've shared this before, and I was just wide awake and mulling over, should I do this? Is this the right thing for me? I asked my husband, I asked my friends, I asked my mother, and obviously you can ask everybody else, but it all comes back to you. And so I'm lying in bed and I heard a noise come from my son's room. So I hopped out of bed and I walked into his room. There was no blackout or anything, but his digital clock was flashing, and it was flashing the numbers 2:22. So it was 2:22 a.m. So for me, I sat on his bed and I thought, you know what, I'm seeing this as a sign, because we were calling the shop 44 home and the 2:22 felt significant. Now, I know it's not 4:04, but 2 and 2 equals 4. And so in my mind, it was my sign. But then the next day when I looked it up, the angel numbers 222 mean everything is working out as it should and to trust in this divine timing. So the next day I said yes to opening up this store, 44 home, and that was the beginning of that butterfly effect that changed my life forever. I strongly believe that we shouldn't have to stay in a business that doesn't light us up anymore just because we spent 10 years building it. And you know that I believe this because I walked away from my own thriving interiors business after 10 years of building it. I look back on my journey over the 15 years in business, and now I see that all of those different parts of this journey that I've had, it's given me so much experience and knowledge to do what I do now. It was all part of my evolution. Everything happened for a reason. So from opening and running a store, doing visual merchandising, having to deal with suppliers and ordering, the sales side of it, then into property styling, networking, interior design, I've spoken on stage, podcasting, creating and hosting online courses and live and in-person workshops and events, hosting a photo shoot location, importing furniture, the list goes on. When a client comes into my world and they're feeling a nudge to introduce a new service or a different type of business, I can guide them based on my own experience and knowledge in that area. And that's really rare in this industry. So I actually can look back now and I'm like, oh, that is why that happened. That is why I tried all these different things and I introduced all these different things into my interiors business. It all makes sense now because when I was doing these things, it wasn't normal. It's not normal. The normal thing to do as an interior designer is we design homes. We don't host online. I'm talking like 10 years ago or 7 years ago. We don't have online workshops. We don't have online courses, or we didn't. So now I can really look back and think, hey, everything that I've done now makes me a really great mentor. And as somebody that can pass on their own knowledge and experience from what I've learned. And one thing I want to share is that just because you have a big dream to be a top interior designer, featured on magazines with all the bells and whistles, and then if on that journey you decide that you really want to start importing furniture and own an online store, or you might move into interiors photography, that doesn't mean you've failed. It is all part of your journey and you're following your heart. You're following your intuition into these new things. And I really want to encourage you to trust in the universe and experiment, to give things a try, to not be scared to try something new, to not be scared to put it out on social media and then for it to be a big flop and fail. I have launched courses that have not sold. I have created the idea. I've put everything together. I haven't built the course. I don't build courses until I know they're viable, but I've put it out there and I've had crickets. And I've tried again, crickets. I experiment and I'm not afraid to fail. And I think that this is a really big thing that I want to share, is that you've got to put yourself out there, because if you don't listen to the breadcrumbs, if you don't follow your intuition, it's going to keep coming back and biting you in the ass. It's going to keep coming back and giving you a nudge. So the reason that I'm doing this episode today is because I personally am currently going through my own transition in my business. I love working with interior designers in their business, and now the soul-led stylist, having the mindset and energetics and intuition and manifestation all infused in there, it's like a complete full circle moment for me. But I still have this feeling that this isn't it yet. So I thought I would take you through how I move through these feelings as I'm actually going through them right now, and how I'm able to follow the breadcrumbs to make decisions, confident decisions, towards my true path. So firstly, this feeling, it's hard to explain. Everybody probably feels it differently, but you love what you're doing. You do it really well. You have amazing clients. You're getting amazing results for your clients and transformations. And you don't want that to change, but something is missing. And I have felt the pull for a few years now to work more with women to design a life they love, through mindset, manifestation, all the things. And I guess you would call it a life coach or an intuition coach. So this is where I kind of come unstuck, because I don't really know what that is. And I personally, in my own life experiences, I've gone through a lot. And when I say I've gone through a lot, I have had a very blessed life. I have had a very privileged life. But I had cancer when I was 22, and it took me 5 years to fall pregnant, which was extremely hard when everybody else was having babies around me. My parents have both had cancer multiple times. We've had a lot that we've gone through, and just recently we've had a really difficult trauma experience that we went through with my son. And so throughout these years, I have lent into a lot of different healing practices and mindset practices that have helped me, and some that haven't. And through doing all of these things, I've truly gone from a victim mentality with depression and anger and jealousy towards other people, anxiety, and a feeling that everything was happening to me. Like, why is this happening to me? Why is it that everybody else can fall pregnant? I'm a good person. Why is it that I've got a melanoma and cancer at 22? I'm about to get married. Why does this always happen to me? You know, why do I have these gut issues? Just always looking at these things like they're happening to me. And now I've become this different person to someone who I just see the positive in everything. I see that what I have gone through, I have grown through, and that I have such an abundant life. And the internal change and the way that I feel about myself and my life is what has actually flowed through into attracting some really beautiful manifestations into my life. Now, when something happens in my life, as hard as it can be sometimes, I try to see what have we learned from this? What can we take away from this to change? How can I look at this differently so that I can move forward with a different perspective on it? And that's not always easy. Sometimes when really horrible things happen in your life, when you lose someone you love, when something traumatic happens or tragic happens, it can be very, very hard to see the positive out of that. But I try to look at things like you have to take away something from it. And that might be that when you lose someone you love, that it makes you cherish moments more with other people. It might make you realize that you are not doing everything you should be doing to truly live your life. And you might leave that job that you freaking hate to follow your dream to become an interior designer. I've done so much inner work and healing and growth through learning how to meditate and calm my nervous system, to learning how to attract these beautiful things in my life with manifestation, and also to build that confidence to go for my dreams, no matter how scary they feel. And I know that this has allowed me to truly design a life that I love, even when shit goes down. And that is why my podcast is named She Designed a Life She Loves. It is why my social media is named She Designed. I really want to help other women to come out from behind their title as a mum or a wife and find their own true path, that they are living their life, that I really want to show them how to ignite their soul and find what is meant for them in this life and to design it in a way that makes them truly happy. Because when you are truly happy from the inside out, trust me, it flows. Everyone else in your family is happy. If I've got the shits, it flows into everyone else. And as you know, when your children are in really foul moods, then it puts you in a really foul mood. So when we are truly happy, and let's face it, as women, we are usually the center of that little hub in your home. It flows out into everyone else. When you see things with positivity, it flows into everyone else. When we're miserable and unhappy and stressed and anxious and depressed, that affects everybody around us. So I want to help women to just come out and just truly live life. But I don't know how that looks or how it would work. I don't know what that looks like. I know in my heart that I don't want to give up my interiors mentoring. So I want to try and be able to do both. But how does it all come into it? Like, how does that all work? So this is when I lean into my practices even more. So I thought while I'm going through it all, while I'm actually in it, that I'm going to share what I'm doing to help me align and move forward from a place of confidence and clarity. And then you can watch it and see it unfold as it all happens. So the first thing that I do is I journal. Either when I hop into bed at nighttime or when I wake up in the morning, because they're the times for me when I've got that little bit of time to do that. It might be a different time for you. It might be when the babies go to bed. It might be after you drop the kids to school, whenever that time is. So I just get out my journal and I write my feelings and thoughts out. Or you can grab your phone, and I do this as well, especially when I'm out walking, and I just record voice memos and I just talk to myself. I just riff to myself. And sometimes that gives me real clarity just to get it out of my head and onto paper or into a voice message. And so I also do gratitude journaling because I truly believe and I know that when I do this, it lifts me up. It lifts up and fuels me no matter what mood I'm in. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to be a bit vulnerable in this episode. I'm going to read to you a couple of pages or to page out of my journal just to show you the kinds of things that I write down. I am so grateful for our home and where we live, the spaciousness and peace that it gives us. I'm grateful for our health and vitality, for our movement, for the warmth we have, for being so close to the beach. I am so grateful for my boys and their health and relationships. I'm grateful for Peter and our easy love and friendship. I am just so grateful. I am so grateful to have a passion that fuels me every day. I am grateful that I earn money in a way that makes me feel alive. I love helping these women. I feel such elation when they drop into my world. I love how I can help them. So this is just me just writing in my journal about how grateful I am for every single thing that I've got in my life. And, you know, you can go into your journal and just be grateful for the fact that you've got hot water. You can be grateful that you have a puppy that loves you when you come in the front door, like whatever it is for you. It changes your mood. So that's the first thing that I do. Are you ready to build a business that feels aligned with your soul? Join me in the Soul-Led Stylist membership, where strategy meets creativity. Whether you're just starting out or scaling up, this membership gives you the tools, support, and community to thrive without burnout. This isn't just another program. It's a space where your creativity is celebrated and your soul's mission takes the lead. The only interiors membership that blends strategy with soul. Enrollment is now open. You can join us today and get a bonus strategy session with me. Let's create a business that is uniquely you, aligned with your soul's purpose, and a thriving force in the interiors industry. Check the link in the show notes. I also go back and read these every now and then because they can provide some really great insights into my thoughts. So the second thing I do, and I've touched on this before, is that I tap into my spirit guides. I have a practice where I meditate and I call in my spirit guides to help me with direction in my life. I actually have learned, because I've been doing this for a long time, I am quite good at it. And I've actually learned that I have two spirit guides. And I actually even know their names. One of them is a woman. Her name's Lola. And she is my life guide. And then I have a man. And he wears an Indian headdress. And he's like an ancestor. And he is my business guide. And I do this meditation where I allow whatever comes into my mind to flow and I listen. I ask my spirit guides from my highest truth and compassion. I learned this from Gabby Bernstein, and I ask them to come in. And sometimes it is Lola, my life guide, and sometimes it is, and oh, I didn't tell you his name. His name is Horace. I have no idea why, but his name is Horace. And he will come in and guide me in business. And then afterwards, I journal and I just let the pen flow on the paper. No thinking, no conscious thoughts, just writing what comes to me. And I've created some guided visualizations for my clients inside the Soul-Led Stylist, and they do this. And it is so impactful and empowering. So now I'm going to read to you from my journal after doing one of my meditations and listening to a spirit guide. I'm just going to read to you what I wrote down. So this is the guide speaking to me. This is how I write it. So I put the date first. Thank you, guides, for writing through me. Your movement into a space for helping women find themselves again, to heal and grow and to step into themselves through intuition, spirit, meditation, fun, and mindset. You will start by holding small group events online and move into the retreat space. This needs to be done somewhere that you feel close to spirit, where they can disconnect from their world and just be them, and I've underlined them, where nothing else matters but what their needs and desires are, where they come home to becoming whole again. You need to study life coaching, intuitive coaching, and expand on your spiritual practices. So when I've written this, I go back and read it, and some things and some words and things that I write down, they're not words that I usually use. And there's one actually that I was just looking at before. Let's see if I can find it. So I want to read one to you that I wrote after doing a spirit guide meditation. And I want to read it to you because the words that flow on the page, like I was just saying, they don't sound like me. And so it feels like something is writing through me. And this, what I wrote is, it's kind of about what something I was going through with my son, but yeah, it's pretty, I just really love it. So I'm going to share it with you. Standing in the light, I feel free of fear and my migraines are gone. I am in my power as a woman and in control of my life. I don't let my fears of the past seep into the light of the future. I don't put my fears onto my son. I own my past and accept it with gratitude and love that they are both here and okay. I move forward in the future in the knowing that the universe has my back, that all my fears will not change the future. We are all on our own path. Miracles are seen in light. I choose to see the light and bring it with me everywhere I go. Now, I don't speak like that. So what that just shows me is that's coming from a depth, or it's coming from within, or it's coming through me. And when I read back on those words, like, they're such beautiful words, aren't they? They're so enlightening. And I actually shared them once on a social media post. And I might actually do it again because I did it a while ago. And I had so many comments on it because it just came from this really authentic place. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So that's how I tap into my spirit guides. Number three is I listen and I look out for signs from the universe. So during these times of indecision and unease, I see signs everywhere. So here are some examples that I've seen in the last couple of days. I've been following a psychic coach on Instagram who helps intuitive and spiritual women in their business. And she just opened up a new program. I reached out to her to learn more. And when I sent this voice message to her, I sent it and then I noticed after I'd finished that it was 2 minutes and 22 seconds long, which 222 again, the sign that everything is working out as exactly as it's meant to. So that to me is like just a little bit of a sign. This girl might be the right one for you. You're going in the right direction. Then I go for a walk with my dog later that day and I'm listening to a podcast. When it ends, I chose this podcast. When it ends, another one just starts and comes on. And it's all about being your authentic self. What is stopping you from showing up and sharing who you really are? And that the universe will always guide you and have your back, and that you need to follow your heart and it will never lead you wrong. So that felt like she was speaking directly to me. That message felt like me. And then about a week ago, I received a testimonial from a past client. And she shared with me how my guided visualizations have impacted her. I'm going to read what she wrote to me because it's really beautiful. I feel like soul-led stylists gave me the total confidence to just slow down and prioritize the personal and professional goals that are truly aligned to me. I think we both know how powerful I found the visualizations. One even brought me to total tears in a really beautiful way. The visualizations helped to bring both calm and clarity to my life. To take the time to be present, to be in the now, and take the time to genuinely visualize so many aspects of my life, and to also do it with such a lovely community of women was life-changing for me. This, to me, is a message and a sign you are on the right track. These visualizations and the way that you infuse this into your strategy side of interiors mentoring, you're on the right track. So these are all little signs to me, and it affirms that I need to be doing more of this work. Number four is my oracle and tarot cards. So I've talked about these before. I either just ask for guidance in something that I'm struggling with and I'll just choose one card, or I'll do a three card spread, which is the past, the present, and the future. And I love this one because the past is confirmation, the present is as well. So then the future really shows me the next steps or directions for me. So here are three cards that I pulled this morning. So for my past card, it's a woman holding a coin, but it's upside down. And I'll just read you what the affirmation is. The world supports me in my financial goals. I am making synchronistic connections that serve and honor me. And what this card was all about is that it indicates that I was fearful about money. And that has been our past. We have had difficult financial situations, and that is in my past that I was fearful about money and that now I'm open to new beginnings. And then the next card is, which is the present. It's a woman and she's tied up with vines all around her body, and it's called All Tied Up. And this is the present, as I said. I release stuck energy, old habits, and restrictions. My life is opening up. I am free to choose my reality. So for me, this is about that I'm holding back on who I really am. I am not leaning into my spiritual side as much. I'm not leaning into my energy side and the manifestation, and I'm binding that up. So that's my present. And then my future, which is happy family, and it is just a family holding hands underneath a rainbow. The rainbow over this happy family portends a time of joy and celebrations. And the affirmation is, I open myself to a new and deeper experience of family, and I am ready to see greater happiness there. I know that I am the loving family that I need. And family is huge for me lately, especially with things that we've been through in life. I really am leaning more into family and creating those moments because, you know, we get so busy in life that I realize that we were all kind of living under the same roof and living different lives. So I've really made a conscious effort in the last little while, and also in the future, traveling with my boys, creating games nights, having barbecues, making sure the girlfriends, everyone's coming. I'm organizing a weekend away. We're going to go to the Hunter Valley. So just lots of little things like that that are going to be a really important part of my future. So when I pull cards, it gives me a little bit more confidence and clarity. So it wasn't all about my business, but it just reiterates to me the past, the present, and the future. Number five is an energy healer. So my energy healer has helped me so much with trauma that I've been going through, feelings of lack of control in my life, and healing from within. But she's also shown me that I have a gift and how I can actually tap into that. I've done a certification with her in energy healing, and I have another one coming up soon. So she's been really, really, she's very intuitive, and she will often say to me that, I can see you working with women, surrounded by women, you are talking to them, you are helping them. So she's always said this to me. Number six is a psychic. So a little while ago, I went to a psychic. I hadn't been to one for years and years, and it was something that I used to do every year. And I actually want to start doing more of it again. So this woman that I saw was pretty incredible. I'm happy to share that with anyone if you want to jump into my DMs. So along with going into her, she went into a lot of detail about my children and different things we've been through recently. We also went into my business, and she asked me outright, was I a coach? Which I said yes. And then she asked me what sort of coach. So I said, well, I actually am an interiors mentor. And she said, I can see you doing that, but I can see there's something else as well. She said, are you very intuitive? And I said, well, yeah, I do believe that I am. And she started sort of scribbling on a piece of paper. And she said, I keep getting the word diversify. It just keeps coming up for me. Diversify, diversify. She said, they're telling me that you've put yourself in a box, but I see you working with so many more women than just interiors. Women in business, women in life, still interiors, but so many more. She said, there is so much more for you. So for me, I was kind of like, okay, that's what I've been thinking too. So it again gives me clarity. It gives me confidence that I am starting to lean into the right direction. So when I'm going through these transitions, I take my time. I don't rush into making any big decisions. I just sit with it. I write out the pros and cons. I might test the waters. I might put out different types of posts on Instagram and see how they land with people. I might share different things with my email list and see what kind of response I get. And I might wait a few months before I really make any big decisions or changes, because as a creative, and I know that you relate to this, we come up with ideas all the time. But what's really important is that we don't instantly act on those ideas, that we really sit with them and let them settle and then just see if they are exactly what you want to do. And it's not just one of those quick fly-by-the-night ideas. So now I have two Instagram accounts. One is Katrina Lumsden, which is specifically for interior designers and my mentoring. But She Designed is a little all over the place. I share interiors, business tips, mindset, manifestation, all of it. And this is where I need to hone in. I need to make a decision and follow my intuition. And let me tell you, when it comes to you and you know with your whole body that you're on the right track, it is exhilarating. For me, I get full body tingles. I tear up when I think about it. I just got a little tingle in my chest talking about it now. I just keep getting these little signs that yes, you are going in the right direction. So if you're sitting with an idea, if business doesn't feel quite right, be open, look for the signs, journal, tap into some meditations, use some oracle cards, or go and see a psychic. Trust me, all of these things will help you with your confidence in choosing the direction. What is meant for you will find you. And if you don't follow through on the nudge right now, it's going to come back and it's going to nudge you again and again in the future. I can promise you that. So I've rambled on a little bit here. I'm going to leave it at that. You're going to be following my journey. I will tap in and share a little bit more in here as we go. But obviously you're going to know if I make any changes and what direction that's going to be. But rest assured, I am not moving away from mentoring interior designers. The Soul-Led Stylist is the most beautiful container. We had our first session this week and there's some really beautiful women in there. There is a couple of property stylists who are moving into more just the interior styling and letting go of their property styling business. There is a woman who has a beautiful eye and wants to get into the interiors world. We have another woman who has been in the industry for a very long time and is restarting her interiors business. So there's all different stages and all different sort of parts of their business that they need support in. And then we have these beautiful moments where I always read a card. I pull a tarot card or an oracle card before we start and I read that out. And I had one come up that was all about, you know, you're in the right place and you've got to listen to your body. And it was really cool. And then we do a guided visualization. And it's just such a really beautiful group. So if you are feeling the nudge, if you're feeling that intuitive pull that you would like to be a part of the Soul-Led Stylist, enrollment is open now. It's not too late to join. We are going to be together for 6 months. And if you want to continue on after those 6 months, you are more than welcome to do so. But you can join for only $69 a month. And inside that, you get access to me, access to all of my templates. You get meditations and mindset and get access to the Kickstart Project, which is all about branding and messaging and marketing and trade essentials and selling. And yeah, there's so much in there. And then there is the VIP tier, which is where you get an extra couple of sessions with me a month in meditations and also in masterclasses. And you also get a private one-to-one session every 2 months, plus access to the Elevated Instagram course, which is such a great social media course. And on top of that, 10 content prompts every single month specifically for you as interior designers and stylists. So I'm going to leave you with that. Would love to have you join. If you want to come in, you can just get the link in the show notes or come over onto social media and send me a message. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Hope I haven't rambled on too much, and have a really beautiful rest of your day.